All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. My name is Joel Wells. I'm the lead pastor here at Harvest City Church. It's great to have you with us this morning. I'm not preaching the Word of God with you. We have a special guest speaker that I'm going to introduce to you in just a moment. But before I introduce him, I have three sort of announcements that I need to personally share with you. The first one is a sad announcement in some ways, and certainly one that may shock some of you. But a longtime member of our church, Henry Matafia, passed away in this last week, went to be with the Lord. And I know for some of you that might be a surprise, because many of us didn't realize that Henry had been sick with cancer until just real recently. Henry, as I mentioned, was a longtime member here. You know, we are a very multicultural church, and we love that. Henry was one of the first African, and the Matafias were one of the first African families to ever join Harvest City Church. And so he's been here for a long time. Him and his wife, Mary, who sadly passed away from cancer not that long ago herself, have just been pillars of prayer and encouragement. For those of you who followed Henry on Facebook, I think his favorite word was powerful. Many times he encouraged me with that word. And so it's a sad moment for us. But we just want to offer our condolences to his children, Ithiel and Grace, and also his new wife, Elizabeth. Henry had recently remarried, and so it's a lot of change in a short period of time, and so certainly want to be upholding that family in prayer. We're going to have a memorial service for Henry this Saturday here at Harvest City Church at 1 p.m. Those of you who know Henry, please come and be a part of that celebration of his life. As many of you know, we have a big event coming up on June 7th and 8th at Mosaic Stadium. And we've been talking a lot about it. It's a time when believers and are gathering from all across the province to worship God, but also bring their friends to meet Jesus. It's going to be an incredible night of hope and faith and music and encouragement. And so we are believing that this is going to be a pivotal moment for our city and for our entire province and even for the country of Canada. And so we know that nothing happens without prayer. And so there has been a lot of prayer that's gone up in this church and in the churches around the province, and different groups have gathered. But we thought in the final weeks before the event, wouldn't it be powerful if churches canceled their own individual times of prayer and gathered together to pray corporately for this event? And so there are three citywide prayer meetings happening in the next 3 weeks. The first one is happening this Wednesday at the Apostolic Church starting at 6:30. These prayer meetings are going to be times of worship and prayer together. I believe they're going to be powerful. It's going to be special, praying together with other believers from the city. And so this Wednesday at the Apostolic Church, the following Wednesday, same time, 6:30, we'll be at Celebration. And then the last prayer meeting, sort of the final push to the crusade event, is going to happen here at Harvest City Church on the Saturday night. And so we've canceled our midweek prayer meetings, and we're encouraging all of you to come and join at the app this Wednesday as we seek God for revival in our city. In line with the come together, you need to register. If you haven't registered for the event, it's free, but you need a ticket to get in. And so when you leave today, on the counter on the left-hand side, there are tickets. That ticket doesn't get you in the door, but it has a QR code on it that you can scan that will lead you to the place that gets you the ticket to get you in the door, if that makes sense. But what we want you to do is take those cards, because they're like invitations or that you can take to your friends and neighbors and workplaces and say, hey, have you heard about this event? And I'm telling you, a lot of people have already heard about the event because there's radio ads that have been going on, social media posts, billboards and those sorts of things, and is only ramping up in these final 3 weeks. I took my neighbor was out in her yard yesterday, and I went over and had a great chat with her and explained what was happening at the event. And she said, "Yeah, I've been hearing about that on the radio. What is that?" And so had a great opportunity to share what it was about and to her and her sister and explain how to sign into that. And so people are aware of it, but most people come to things when they're invited. And I really want to challenge you, church, that over these next 3 or 4 weeks, how many people can you bring with you to that event? How many tickets can you get out there? How many invites can we have? And I just want to even help you to understand how to go about it. I think people are curious. Actually had a meeting yesterday with Adam and Shepsky, who I'm going to introduce in a moment, and Terrell. And we had a meeting with the mayor of the city. It was awesome. We had a great time with her and had an opportunity to explain how it all came about. And she's saying, people are asking me, what is this event that's happening at Mosaic Stadium? There's a curiosity in the city about it. And we had a great time sharing with her what it's about and getting her support for it, which was awesome. But, the event is going to have some country music. It's being advertised as a time when God and country meet. I don't know if God and country can meet, but apparently they can. And I'm not a country fan, but I've decided I can be for the weekend. We have some, we have George Canyon coming and High Valley. High Valley they are the number one selling Canadian country band in history. And they're coming, and that's a big deal. I'd never even heard of them, but some people tell me that's a big deal. And they're coming, but George Canyon and High Valley, they're believers. And whether you're a country fan or not, I'm telling you, you're going to be encouraged, because throughout their sets, they're going to be telling their own faith stories and their own journeys of how of their own relationship with God. And so you're going to be encouraged by that, just hearing their stories. After they've played their songs and their hits, there's going to be a short message of the gospel and an opportunity for people to come and respond to that gospel and be prayed for and praying for healing and to be encouraged in all sorts of ways. Then after that, we have on the Friday night, Upper Room, who many of you know is a great worship band, is going to be there. And I think it's going to be powerful. We're believing for 15,000 believers in Saskatchewan to be worshiping God together. Saturday night, Dominique Hughes, who's a powerful worship leader, is going to be there. So it's going to be an incredible night. Both nights are going to be incredible. And I think, when I hand out those tickets, I tell people it's going to be a night of inspiration. It's going to be a night of hope. It's going to be a night of encouragement. You're going to hear stories of faith. You're going to hear the band share their own journey of faith. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be encouraged by it. And so I just want to challenge you today, as you leave the service, we've got the tickets out there. Take a max of 5 for now. And once you get rid of them, come back and we'll find more. So we got 1,000 there that we'd love to distribute today. Hey, we have like 500 adults at least that attend on Sunday morning. What if we could bring 2 or 3 people each? We could fill up 2,000 people just with Harvest City Church and Friends. Agreed? So let's pray about that. Praying about who God wants you to invite and just spread the message everywhere. All right, that's it for my spiel. Adam Shepsky is here this morning. We've been doing some discipleship and evangelism training over this last weekend. Disciple a City is a ministry in Canada headed by Adam Shepsky that God has really raised up in Canada in this time in our history to really empower the church and equip the church to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus, to do what Jesus told us to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We had an incredible weekend. Those of you that were here, I know that you were inspired. We had people hit the streets in our city yesterday. People came to Christ. People were healed. It was awesome. But I got to meet Adam in January when some different evangelists were pulled together in Regina to dream and scheme for Canada. I liked Adam immediately. I was just thinking as you were worshiping beside me this morning, Adam, like I've only known you since January, and I feel like I've known you my whole life. He was in my office on Friday, and I found myself telling him all my deepest, darkest secrets and needs. There's just something about him that just makes you want to just be vulnerable and real. He's genuinely kind. I asked his team one time, does he have a bad day? Like, he just seems like he's always on loving Jesus, excited. He shares his faith wherever he goes. He's just infectious with the love of Jesus. And so I asked him, when you come to train in Regina, I'd love for you to minister to our church on Sunday morning and just infect us with what you have. And so we believe in impartation here. I talk about that a lot. When we're hungry, we can receive the deposit that God has put in those that minister to us. So if you have hungry hearts this morning, I believe that God will infect you through this man. So Adam, why don't you come on up and share the word of God with us and just release your passion for Jesus to us. We're ready to receive it.
Thank you, Joel.
Wow. Pastor Joel just gave me a hug. Does anyone else want one from Joel? Because I hear they're hard to come by, right? Thank you, Joel. It's such a joy to be with you all. We've had such a rich weekend. Like it's hard to see up here with the lights, but I think our team, our Disciple City team, is here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you guys just want to stand up, our team has just been so blessed by you all. So stay standing. Just all point your hands at them and just say, get them real good, God. Get them again, they're still. it's such a joy to be with you. Joel did tell me all of his deep and darkest secrets. So, hey, if you make a good donation, I'll... No, that was great. As soon as you said that, I had lined up that good preacher joke. So, we're going to have so much fun this morning. The gospel changes lives. Hey? And it can change anything because it changed you. What was so special about this weekend, I just want to read you some stats because what I honestly believe is God is doing something so special in Canada, right? And he's awakening the body of Christ through the revelation that Christ is in you, the hope of glory, to go after his reward, which is the lost. And I believe that a number of years ago, it was one of those moments where you just hear the Holy Spirit whisper to you and just like that still, small, quiet voice. And he just said, son, Canadians will be known for boldness again. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, Father. I was working with another ministry at the time, a really good Youth for Christ. I think Timothy. Yeah, Tim. Timothy and I have been friends for a number of years. So with Youth for Christ at that point. But when I heard that word from the Holy Spirit, I was like, Father, if that's what you're doing, I want to be a part of that. And through a number of different things, we founded this organization. Now it's an organization. We really just founded an outreach as friends in Peterborough, Ontario. And we're like, let's just go hit the streets and share Jesus with anyone we could, who would be willing to listen. And we discovered that Christians like you want to share the gospel, but we often don't know how, so we don't. And we're like, if we can start modeling that, we could bring the gospel to every person in our city. And what God did from that moment has been extraordinary. Extraordinary, because we've seen thousands of people born again and thousands of people trained to share him. And God just breathed on a group of wonderful weirdos because he uses a yes. One of the first times, I will get to stats, just holding my phone in to keep me on track, but what we found is one of the first times we ever went out on the streets in our city, we ended up in a little shop, and when we went into the shop, my friend was like, hey, the staff there, her name was Samantha, and my friend just said, hey, do you know what your name means? And she said, no. She said, well, it's the female equivalent of the name Samuel. And I was like, oh, well, my friend's going in this weird story. Or where's she going with this? And she said, Samuel is a guy in the Bible. And that was her intro to talking about faith with a stranger. And as soon as she said the Bible, this young girl, this young adult girl started to weep because she wasn't a Christian as a Christian living alone, not a Christian living alone, she had started to pray and say, God, if you're real, could you reveal yourself to me? I have no idea who you are. And she would experience his presence coming into her room. And now, for weeks she'd been doing that, and now sharing, or our friend sharing just this little word about the Bible and faith, this staff experienced that same presence come and rest on her. And she knew that God was revealing himself to her. She ended up at a young adults group and gave her life to Jesus. And what we found... Amen, right? But what we found was God was already working. God was going at what we've discovered time and time again is there's not a place in the heart of God that he's not thinking about the lost. And as we've joined him in that mission, we found ourselves walking with him, with literally the Son of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, into the most bizarre and wildest, most wondrous stories of people being absolutely transformed and then baptized and repenting of sin and demons leaving them and their past being transformed and they walk into a brand new life with Jesus. Because regular, ordinary Christians made him known. And through their obedience, the Holy Spirit put power on it and brought the gospel of Jesus to one more person. So it's such a joy to be here at Harvest City and partnering with Come Together, because our vision is if we can see every disciple in Canada sharing the gospel, we will have a changed nation. Because guys, come on, we have the power of God. We accept, we have access to it through the blood and body of Jesus. Oh, this is good news. It's good news because yesterday there was a team here, or there was a couple hundred people here. There was another team in Yorkton and another team in Estevan. And there was three communities that were all going out, all connected to go share the gospel across three different places. And through that, there was 125 people heard a clear gospel message. 153 people were prayed for. There were 32 miraculous healings on the streets. There was 51 words of knowledge where God spoke to a regular disciple, someone like you, and through someone like you, spoke to someone about something that person shouldn't have known, to give evidence of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Finally, there was 30 people who gave their lives to Jesus yesterday. Hey? So is Mary Zwain here? I love that people just started to chuckle because they must know Mary. They were just like, oh, yeah, Mary, you just need to yell out. Just say, like, what did God do through your obedience yesterday? Nice and loud, girl. Come on. Come on. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Mary. Oh, you are such a treasure and a gift. It's just awesome. So, like, Mary was given tools and was able to share the gospel in 2 minutes. She had a spare minute. Could have prayed for healing or something. But she shared the gospel and people responded. But the beautiful thing is, like, then what we love to do with our team is we love to train every person that was here yesterday and various trainings we do all over the nation. Now, we train disciples not just to share the gospel, but then to disciple new believers who can then disciple new believers. So even in our own city, we have third-generation believers who we've seen. We've seen someone come to Jesus, who's seen someone come to Jesus, who's seen someone else come to Jesus. And I want to provoke you with this morning, is your maturity proves your obedience. I said that wrong. See, Angela, I told you I was going to do something silly this morning. Your obedience proves your maturity. And if you learn to obey God through the sharing of the gospel, because you're obeying him by gathering together. You're obeying him through your prayers, through your giving, through your faith, through all the things that he's personally called you to do. But I want to challenge you, like, if you start to obey him in sharing the gospel, you will experience maturity. Because you'll find every time we obey him, we discover what he values, and then we discover that we are actually walking and partnering with God to impact the world. So no act of obedience is void of power, because obedience is literally partnered with the God of power. So when you simply go and make him known and get a simple gospel tool, pray for someone, listen to that nudge in your spirit that says stop for that, buy that person groceries, do whatever that whisper says to do, you're partnering with the power of God to see someone else receive him and be forever transformed. Hey? If you want to flip with me to 2 Corinthians 5, I'm just going to read some scripture. We're going to just read 17 to 21, and I want to show you something so special. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 21 says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I love this. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. He has committed to us. Everyone say committed to us. God has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you, on behalf of Christ, to be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God. There's this... I want to share openly with you. So there's so many beautiful things that we find in these scriptures, because if you've given your life to Jesus, you're actually a new creation. And the gospel is not sin management. It's the power of God for a transformed life. My wife's grandpa, grandma and grandpa, her grandma got dementia and then slowly deteriorated. And my grandpa, or her grandpa, was out, and she started to become more and more bedridden. And he was out driving his lawn tractor, cutting his grass. And he was like, he started to pray. He was an old Mennonite boy. Any Mennonites here? Saskatchewan? We can play the Mennonite game. My wife and you are probably related. But he's out driving his lawn tractor, and he started to pray. And he just said, God, my wife is really sick. I'm going to have to take care of her. Would you give me patience to do so? And he said, as he was driving the tractor, he felt God wrap his arms around him. He had never experienced anything supernatural before like that. And he felt God wrap himself around him. And from that moment, he was filled with patience. As his wife slowly deteriorated and spent most of her remaining life in bed, there was actually like a part of the floor that was worn away by my wife's grandpa walking and serving her and standing with her and praying for her, to the point where their son, so now my father-in-law, was like, my dad has never been a patient man. And what God did in that moment was transform this old Mennonite boy. And I'm sharing this because when you receive Jesus, he comes in. Like, the power of God actually comes into you and forever transforms you. It's not a gospel of sin management. It's a gospel of power, in which the finished work of Jesus by the cross, by his death and his resurrection, fully comes in and sets you free from the root of sin, the nature of sin, the symptoms and byproducts of sin. Because through baptism, you died, and you then participate in his resurrection. Hey? Amen. Imagine this. This is your life. Okay? You come into the world, and through the fall of Adam and the brokenness of sin, your life starts busted up and broken. Isn't it fun to have an object lesson in church? And your life through the fall is completely destroyed. You were born into sin and marked by it. You were left dead and broken. And sometimes we take our life and we try to collect it in this way. And we have all these broken people. You've experienced brokenness? Hey? And sometimes we pick up one of these pieces, and we say, God, I need help with this. Can you somehow put me back together? Can you take this broken piece and stitch it up, band-aid it, heal it? You know what I mean? We approach God through the brokenness and the familiarity of our old man, our old person. But the gospel is we never approach God through this. Because when you receive Jesus, he gives you a brand new life. And just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, that if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. That the very power of God dispersed by the Son of God and then multiplied to you by the Holy Spirit gives you a brand new life. It's why Paul wrote the words, and he said that he who knew no sin became sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God. there's power that causes you to become righteous. Hey? And this is the wild thing, because when you approach God through the brokenness of the old, your past, your mistake, whatever it is, you approach him through the old fall and the old familiarity of that old life. Essentially, you're trying to resurrect something that God killed through baptism and the death of Jesus. And instead, you by faith appropriate what he's provided. And what he provided was not just a covering for sin, it's power to live free of it. It's honestly why we're able to walk in the joy and the freedom, and we're seeing God do these incredible miracles and seeing people respond to him, because we're not living out of our own strength and we're not living out of our own ability to see anything happen. We're just learning to say yes and yield to what he's already provided. And so when I wake up in the morning, I'm not trying to be a Christian, I am one. Because the word that formed creation has formed something here. And if I'm humble, I just might believe it. And if I have faith, by hearing what he's done, hearing by truth allows faith to be the byproduct of my heart. And where there's faith, it gives something the Holy Spirit to work with. Hey? I'd like to propose that not everything in your life that you've been encountering and experiencing I'd say it this way. If you're approaching God through the brokenness of the past, you'll never be able to see the fruit or see the fruit born in you through what he's provided. You have to receive him. And by faith, you let this become your only truth and identity. You bury yourself in what he has given for you. Because his word is stronger than every weapon of the enemy, every root of the past, everything that you were born in Adam was laid to death by the second Adam's death for you. That's why it's the power of God for those who believe. It's why you can be free from every troubling thought, every disease, everything that looked like the fall found in Adam has been restored. Everything that was lost in Adam was restored through Jesus. There's this one moment, this was a number of years ago, where I was just like, I was just letting this message like get founded in me. It was like every time, one of those seasons, I'm sure you've had one, where you're like, God, like, I need, like, show me what I'm doing. Show, like, where are we going? What's the direction? What's the word of the season? Whatever it is. And he just kept, like, through various different ways, he would just say, Jesus. Just look at Jesus. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And that just kept happening. And all of a sudden, his revelation, like, I was, you know, just a normal human where I just have a thick head. And finally, like, it was like he was trying to found this understanding, because if what we see, we have the opportunity to become. That's why it's important to hear and see by faith. So through that, I had this experience where I was in bed, I'm sleeping, it's about 4 in the morning, and I am woken up by an audible voice. Audible voice in my room. And it says, Adam, the gospel you believe is false. It's actually not real at all. you've never heard God's voice, everything you've done with your life is for nothing, and you think you're hearing God, you think you've been led by God all these years, you haven't, you're actually bipolar. And then this, it was like this weight, and said, you're actually crazy. So 4 a.m, you're like, oh. And for half a second, I was like, oh no. But then the word said that I have the mind of Christ. And I had the joy and opportunity to let the truth of God's word be true. Because the enemy wants to come at you and pick up one of these pieces and hold it before you and say, this is who you are. And you have the opportunity to let the power of God, based on the truth of the word of God, be your rudder. And oh, I had so much fun that day with the devil. Because I had the great joy and opportunity to let the provision of Jesus be my portion. It's not wise, nor is it fitting for the Christian to live through the lens of the past or through the familiarity of a flaming arrow stuck in you. It's time for you to lift a shield of faith and extinguish that arrow, that you might glorify him right now. Because he paid a significant price to see the fruit of his son born and bearing witness through your life. Hey? The gospel's one of power, and that's why we've become bold in its proclamation. It's why we become bold in going up to people, friends, family, strangers, and laying hands on them, because we know, and we've come to this spot where you're like, oh, he loves me. And he's paid not just for my sin, but to put the very righteousness of God inside of me, in which I become his body, his temple, his bride. I've actually become an epistle written by the Spirit of God on the inside. And so therefore, when I lay my hands on someone to pray, it's actually his body. I'm actually appropriating by faith what he's accomplished. So there's power available to see someone transformed. So we never act out of our own presumption, our own ability. We're actually acting from rest in who he is. And when you allow the truth of what he's provided for you, like when you seek him, maybe I'd say this, and I'm not trying to, because most of the vast majority of you don't know my life on the ins and outs and whatnot. But just pulling from Joel, just saying like, oh, does he ever have a bad day? I do. But it's not appropriate or fitting for me to allow that to be my. It's not my portion. Right? Like it says, set your mind on things above. Put, and like Ephesians 5 says, put on, or Ephesians 4 says, put on Christ. Put on, in the image of the one who created you, in holiness and righteousness and truth. Colossians 3 says that you put on Christ. In Colossians 3:27, it says you've been baptized into him, so you are therefore clothed in him. Because of the gospel, the accountability of God towards me is that I lay my life down in everything that looks like Adam, that I might receive the fruit of Jesus. and by the Spirit of God, in obedience to the truth, the fruit and the dead things of the fall and of sin are put to death, that his righteousness might reign, and I'd be a slave of it. So I want to invite you to see what he's done on your behalf. Because if you're allowing something that looks like the fall and any effect of the sin of the past, you are commanded to walk free of it. And the reason God commands you to walk free of it is because you are capable to, by faith, by truth, faith, and the power of the Holy Spirit given to you because of Jesus. Hey? That's good news. So I would invite you to stand. I would love to invite our team and the Harvest City prayer team to come up to the front, because there's power from God. This is the most beautiful part of the gospel, is that we never have to hype him up. Because he was given at the cross of Calvary, there's still power. When we saw people healed and saved yesterday, if the Harvest prayer team could, Harvest City prayer team could come up to the front, and our team as well. People got saved and healed yesterday, not because there was something extra special happening, or that there's a giant Mosaic Stadium event happening. It's because Jesus was crucified and now resurrected. And so that same power that was dispersed on the day of Pentecost is still available today, because he paid for you. So I would love to invite, if you need to come up and if you've never given your life to Jesus and you want that brand new life, if you want to put to death the ways of the old and the past, and have that brand new life where he comes and transforms you. I promise you, I used to be a drug addict, depressed and suicidal. And when I heard the gospel at first, I thought it was a pile of junk. Until I saw what he had done. And when I saw that, I just saw him on the cross for me. And when I saw that, faith came, and then the Spirit came. In a moment, I was completely set free from drug abuse. And he caused the righteousness of God to come inside and produce a new creation. And that's the invitation of the gospel. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, I'd love for you to come up to one of these wonderful men and women up here. And you can do so now. It's an act of just faith and obedience. Just to say, I'm ready for today to be the day where I just let go of my past and give my all to Jesus. And if you'd like to be prayed for so that you would step into, and you just need someone to like break off or help you lift the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrow or the lie or whatever it is, I would also invite you to come up. Because his vision for all creation is to fill it with the image of his son. Hey? And he is intent on seeing you filled in the image of his son. So if you're letting anything rudder you that is not in the image of his son, by faith and by prayer with the church, give your life to him and let that arrow be removed off of you. Amen. So we're just going to respond. So please, I'm not inviting you in a moment of like emotionalism. I'm inviting you to respond to the truth of who he is and what he's done. So if you need prayer, please come up. If you need freedom, please come up. And if you need and have not yet given your life to Jesus, please come up. Because he wants to completely transform you. God has given you a greater word. The blood speaks greater things. His blood speaks greater things than the blood of Abel. Speaks mercy and healing and restoration and freedom. And if you're not, if you have no need to come up and be prayed for, I would just love to invite you. You can reach out here, whatever, but just say, God, like, come move on these people. Come move and produce in them the righteousness of Christ Jesus through them. Let the fruit of the resurrection be their portion. And hey, if you've been part of the online viewing community, thank you, bless you. Just say, God, get you. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that brings us to the end of our time together. We hope that you found insight and had moments that spoke to you right where you needed it. Before you go, share the love and post this inspiring video to your page. Who knows how many lives could be impacted by it? And if you aren't already, like, follow, and turn on your social media notifications to keep up to date on all the exciting things happening at our church. Here at Harvest City, we're all about connecting with our community and celebrating those big moments. Like if you've recently decided to fully dedicate your life to Jesus. We'll be your cheerleaders and help you take those first steps. And if you're going through a tough season, let us know how we can help you. Plus, we've got tons of programs for kids, youth, and adults if you're looking for a new community to be part of. To send us a message or check out more about HCC, head over to our website, harvestcity.ca. To all of our financial partners, thank you for investing into the kingdom of God. Your generosity allows us to keep doing what we're called to do and reach even more people. If you're interested in contributing, please visit harvestcity.ca/giving for more info. Thanks for being here. Keep living your call, and we'll catch you again soon.